Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your girl, Monique Leray. How's it going today? How are you feeling out there in Los Angeles? I know that there's a lot of things on your minds, health-wise, community-wise. This show, The Startup, is all about businesses, all about startups, all about events around Los Angeles, influencing your business, getting it to the next level. And I want to stay to that, want to stay true to that format. I think that not addressing what's going on would, you know, look a little tone deaf. And I think we all are affected in one way or another by what's been going on lately with the health scare, the health crisis. So I wanted to kind of integrate real tangible tools and conversation in this time where you're harnessing your business and you're starting it up. And I wanted to just first of all say thank you so much for the amazing viewership last week. Sean Antonio, Alicia Antonio on International Women's Day. She was amazing. She rolled out a new line of shoes, and she spoke about being a mother and a wife and really balancing her startups, her books, and all of the things that she's doing. So a big shout out to Sean Antonio and Alicia Antonio and their family. Thank you so much, everyone that viewed that. So if you haven't had an opportunity, go on Facebook.com. Follow LA Talk Radio, find my show, The Startup with Monique Leray. You can see all of our shows that we stream live. Today, I'm streaming from home. We will be back in the studio next weekend. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Some of our guests are all around the nation, and with the traveling being restricted and be kind of being a pain right now, I understand, you know, that we have to kind of be flexible. With all of that being said, I wanted to bring in someone that I think will really help put some perspective and shine some light on this health scare. I have on the line a friend of the show and registered nurse in many different states now, Jennifer McCray. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing really well, LA. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Thank you for calling in. I'm sure you're in an airport somewhere. I mean, you are a traveling nurse. I think that you're one of the best people to speak to because you travel almost every day for your job and you're on the front lines dealing with people and their healthcare. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in the field.
Well, I started out in the front lines on the ground as a paramedic in good old St. Louis, the home of my Rams, now your Rams.
Nice.
And then I went into a hospital in trauma, and I currently am in trauma now in Wichita, Kansas. And I also work with rare disease patients, and I travel all over the country seeing my rare disease patients. And I am in one of my rare forms at home today. So
wow,
I get to be,
gotcha.
Yes, I know, I'm actually at home.
That's wonderful. Well, we're so glad that we were able to speak with you. Can you just go ahead and pinpoint, you know, give us a realistic view of what you see every day, maybe just leading up to this concern as later as, you know, December, late December, as early up to January and to now. Can you tell us what you've been in contact with and what you've been seeing?
Well, I actually worked in the emergency room in Seattle right at the very, very beginning of the corona crisis. And when they had started with the first patient in Seattle and was there for a few weeks when things had just started. And now, of course, we're seeing a spread in just about every state. And now people are beginning to get worried. And the hospitals are starting to enact all of their protocols in terms of screening patients and visitors.
Yes. Yes, it seems like, you know, it's a quick shift that has happened. What have you seen from right at the end of January to now that that you want to share with the listeners, that you want to, you know, what do you want to share with us?
Well, there was a pretty rapid shift, say in the last 7 weeks, from just watching how things were progressing to really enacting clampdowns. So just in the last week, our hospital started to decrease the entrances that people come and go in so that everybody who comes and goes gets screened. Everybody who walks in gets screened. Now, of course, airlines have decreased the amount of flights that they're doing. I fly domestically predominantly, so I don't see screening, but I did notice, I flew Friday, and I did notice that there was a decrease in traffic. Denver was kind of empty. My flights were pretty full, but the airport was pretty empty. Of course, now they're shutting down schools, they're shutting down sporting events, they're shutting down Broadway. I mean, who thought that that was going to happen? You're going to shut down Broadway, and the March Madness is shut down, and movie theaters shut down, and restaurants are shut down, and France. I mean, they shut down France. Everything's shut down in France. So I have a friend who's in a nursing home, and now they went from on Friday shutting down the access of visitors, so no visitors in or out, to now the residents are not allowed out of their rooms.
Got it.
They are having to eat in their rooms and not even interact with each other, which makes me feel like they are in jail. I think that's bad.
And then that is, and the only people they're really seeing are people like yourself, the healthcare professionals, and the people that are running those homes. I think, you know, just to encapsulate what you shared, we've gone from, you know, being able to move about and with, you know, with minimal concern to people being, you know, very aware and cautious and things closing. I think, you know, it's safe to say closing things out and public, you know, gatherings here in California, 500 or more, aren't happening. And I believe that that's probably for our benefit. What do you recommend to us all as far as keeping ourselves sane? There's a lot of craziness that I've been seeing on social media and on TV. And I feel as though when I walk outside or I go to my store, everybody in the street is calm, but the shelves are empty. You know, there's a disconnect of what I feel is really happening. Can you shed some light on some tangible things that we can do to keep ourselves safe and sane?
I guess I'd say the first thing is shut the TV off. I feel like every time I turn on the TV, by seeing the in real time numbers, 2 people dead, 10 people dead, 20,000 people sick. I feel personally that by seeing everything in real time, and I'm not somebody prone to anxiety, but that raises anxiety. So just seeing everything, reading everything, seeing all that stuff in real time, I think leads to anxiety. So I would say limit your news intake, because that, I mean, we know what's out there. And we know that people are going to get increasingly sick. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think we all know that realistically. So limit your news intake and then take practical steps. Just like they say in a financial crisis, have 3 months worth of money in the bank for an emergency. We all know now, of course, that we need to have at least 2 weeks of food, practical items. And if you can find toilet paper, good luck.
that's been a running trend around here.
And we were at the grocery store yesterday, and there are plenty of things that are out. I would say for practical purposes, if you can find them, get pain relievers and cold and flu items, like your decongestants, Tylenol, ibuprofen, if you can find them, and get 1 or 2 bottles, not 1 or 2 years worth, but 1 or 2 bottles, and get things like board games, if you can find them, so that you when you're staying indoors, have something to do. Looks like we're going to everybody. I mean, I live with three cats and a dog, so if I have to self quarantine, I don't have a whole lot to do but binge watch. So,
Those are all practical tips, and I love what you're saying. I think if I could also add to that, what I'm finding is, you know, this is a really great time for harnessing those other ideas in your business. So we're going to just put you on hold for 1 second, Jennifer, and I want you to hear what we're saying here on this note. For people who are at home and, you know, you're away from your primary job, but you have that passion project and you have that vision board and you've been working on other things, now's the best time to work on it, don't you think? If you're home from work.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, what can you do today to help your customers feel calm and confident in your services? I think that you need to contact all your customers. And this is what I've been doing in the last 72 hours. I've been contacting all my clients and my sponsors and as many people as I can get to and say, hey, our agreements are still in place. Everything's postponed, but we will get to you. And now's a great time, listeners, to really harness what you're good at, really hone into your talents. What makes your services better? What makes you a really great boss at what you do? And if you can create value in this moment in time for your customers, they're going to remember that. They're going to go back to you and they're going to refer you. And that's how you retain a really strong client base, I feel. Go ahead, Jennifer. What were you going to say about that?
Oh, I was going to say this is a great time because we're always so busy and it's speaking. And I know that you also spend a lot of time on the road, and as do I. This is a great time since you have no choice but to sit down and take stock, because you don't have an excuse because you're on the road. You need to sit down and look at things. And now is a great time to sit down and go through and contact people, because this is the best time in history. We have FaceTime, we have Skype, we have email, we can talk on cell phones. So now you can really connect with your customers and see what they need, really see what they need, because you can really get with them. I mean, maybe not physically get with them, but you can really, really find out what they need and or just kind of clear out the clutter physically with your house or with your business, cut out the clutter and really streamline things, because you can't get out and do things. And that may be a great time to figure out what really your business needs or your clients needs or your customers need. And this may be the biggest gift that you've been given.
I love what you're saying. In fact, to take it to the next level, you guys, if you have a pen and paper and you're listening, I want you to write these two things down, okay? I'm not sponsored by these two companies, but they are really badass and they will help you get your online marketing together, all right? For instance, Jennifer has done some of my events last year. She's putting together all of her tangible together photo assets, you know, and video clips, so that she'll be rolling out her online, her email online platform. And so MailChimp.com is the first one. Really great for entering email data that you've collected along the way. And whenever you want to put out a message to those customers in that base, you can do that. The second one is constantcontact.com. I know a lot of you have heard of it. These are two of similar platforms. I think they're just a different in the layout and the pricing. Get your emails into one document, constantly be collecting data. And when you want to put out an email blast and say, hey, 10% off of my product, these are the platforms that can help you. If you want to say, hey, we're having an event and we'd love to have you come, these are the tickets. This is the platform to do it. If you want to launch a newsletter or you want to update people on your podcast, these platforms help you take all those assets that you've been gathering email-wise and photo assets and put them out and disperse them. So this is a really great time to sit down, revamp your website. If you haven't delved into the social media platforms, you can make money in many different income streams off social media. Look into that. You know, launch your Instagram page. page, update your LinkedIn, look at Twitter, try to connect all of them. Spend an hour a day on social media and you can open up a whole new income stream. So that's kind of, you know, my little Sunday service on that. But, you know, Jennifer, what do you think about the numbers that are projected? We hear that there's going to be about 150 million potential people that have it. That's probably half of the population. I'm not quite sure what America's population is today. It's to be expected that we will probably, a lot of us will probably get it. I'm telling people to fortify from the inside and to just strengthen their immune system. I mean, do you have any specific herbs and vitamins that you would recommend?
You know, I don't in that respect. I'm all about holistic health. I'm not sure if I have anything. I have lots of friends who are believers in elderberry. I don't know if it helps. I don't think it hurts. So if you can find it, I've heard some of those, like everything else, I think a lot of those things are out. I say try it. I'm a firm believer in Eastern and Western medicine. If you haven't gotten a flu shot, get a flu shot. It's not too late. It does actually help with your immunity, even with this virus. The coronavirus is actually not a new virus. This is a known virus, has been around for a long time. This is a newer variant of that virus, this COVID-19. So if you haven't gotten a flu shot, get a flu shot. That will help. Drink plenty of fluids. And I know I'm preaching to the choir for a lot of people, but wash your hands.
yes, wash your hands.
You know, wash your hands, clean the surfaces of your house, doorknobs, toilet handles, refrigerator handles, those kinds of things multiple times a day. And I'm the biggest defender of this. Don't touch your face. I'm really trying to retrain myself. Don't touch your face.
That's good.
Wash your phones.
Yeah.
Clean your phones.
Phones, cell phones, keys, credit cards,
keys.
Wallets.
Oh, yes, I forget about credit cards. Yes, credit cards.
Those are dirty.
Definitely phones. I started cleaning my phone Friday with the very huge, big find of the one canister of antibacterial wipes that I found.
They're very scarce. I mean, you make a good point about the coronavirus being here. If you look on the back of your Lysol can, if you look on the back of your spray for when you clean baby bottles, which was the only spray I could find at the store, and, you know, on the back it says it cleans from HPV, it cleans from HIV, it cleans from herpes, it cleans from corona. So this is, I hear, the seventh strain. We already had 6 strains, and this is the 7th one, and that's why they call it novel, because it's new.
Yes, SARS was a coronavirus, MERS was a coronavirus, and those we had in early 2000, so I think it was MERS was 2012, and SARS was 20, it was before that, was it 2008 or so?
Okay.
So it's been around for a long time.
Okay. And I think that it seems as though and I'm following a Dr. Eugene on Twitter. He is talking, he's saying specifically the older population, 60 and up, and people with pre-existing health conditions are more susceptible than children and people who are in good health. Should people that don't have pre-existing health conditions go get a flu shot? I've never had a flu shot in my life. I'm 42 years old. I feel that I don't really need a flu shot. Someone else could use it. Is that still the way we should think?
No. So how a flu shot works, a flu shot is not like your measles, mumps, rubella, or your polio vaccine, your varicella, which is chickenpox. Those vaccines, what they do is they keep you from getting the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. What the flu does, since there are millions of strains of flu, what they do is they help to lessen your symptoms. So you may still get the flu, but instead of lasting 10 to 14 days, it'll last 3 to 5 days. And it keeps you from getting terribly ill. And every flu vaccine that you get helps against that strain. So So you may have been exposed to a flu 5 years ago and not gotten it because you got a flu shot 8 years ago. And every flu shot you get boosts your immunity every year. So it helps to cover you. And you don't know what you're exposed to. Every year they kind of guess at what might be the flu strain because it takes a year to develop the vaccine. They have to grow it and then produce the vaccine. So they do a best guess. And some years it's pretty good and some years it's not as good, but you're still better off getting it. So don't feel like you're taking it from somebody else. You may be healthier than the person who is 85, but it's still a good idea to get it. If you have insurance, it's usually covered. If you don't have insurance, it's about $20. I feel that for $20, who wants to be miserably sick?
Yeah,
I'm required.
You're making a great point.
Yeah, I'm required to get it for my job. I get it free through the hospital. Do I feel I should be forced to get it for my job? That's a different conversation for a different day. But yeah. I do have to get it for my job, and I do work with immunocompromised patients. So I also do it for them because they are very susceptible. So, and again, who wants to be really sick?
So yeah, that's great.
I don't think people should be forced to get the shot, but it's something that's available, and I think people should utilize it.
Well,
it's not too late to get it.
So it's not too late to get it, and you would encourage all of
Correct.
Us to get it. So there you go, people. Yes. I'm so glad I asked the question because here in my mind, I thought it was limited supply flu shot. Does
No.
the flu shot help you be less susceptible to corona?
I think the evidence is out on that, but they have been encouraging people to still get the flu shot, even though this is a different strain. So there is not a limited supply. When we had H1N1, we did have a shortage. This is not the case with this one.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right, people, get your flu shots and, you know, get that immune boost up. So tell us more about Control-Alt-Gen for the listeners who aren't familiar with your new platform. Jennifer is going she's making a horizontal move to life coaching, and Control-Alt-Gen is, you know, another way of Control-Alt-Delete. Resetting your life, restarting your life. Tell our listeners, we have a few more minutes, if you could just tell us a little bit about what you're offering with that service.
So I have been working primarily with nurses for the last couple of years who have wanted to transition from bedside nursing, which is traditionally hospital nursing, to different things like what I do with working with my rare disease patients and working with pharmaceutical companies and helping them get into different jobs and helping them sometimes with conflict resolution and helping them decide how do I do different things? What's a good position for me? How do I manage my job? If I travel nurse, if I work away from home, how do I manage my home life and my job life? What's good decisions? And I know lots of people may say, okay, well, I work in an office or I work as a teacher, or I work as an actor, or I work as a TV producer. How does that translate? Because I'm not nursing. Well, that translates pretty well because lots of people can relate to having to commute for their work, or having, of course, we all have conflict in our lives, whether it's at home or whether it's at work, and job transitioning and just sort of working things in their life out, whether it's working with their kids or their spouses. And sometimes it's just, I need help managing my stress or getting me time. And as a nurse, I can tell you, we are not very good at self-care. We are not very good at putting ourselves first because we're good caregivers, but we're not very good at taking care of ourselves. And I noticed that that's a very endemic thing for kind of women in particular, but just, you know, hard workers in general, and work-life balance. How do we do good work-life balance? So I help people just in a variety of ways, just to kind of get things in balance.
And well, I love that. I love what you're saying, and it's kind of one of those, you know, do as I say, not as I do moments, because
yes,
you are
absolutely
for others. Can you give us some, can you highlight what you know, when you're on the road, because you're on a plane every other day or in a car driving, what have you been doing as far as keeping your area around you clean and sanitary on the plane? And I think that they mentioned they have some filters on the plane now that really capture 90-something% of germs. What have been some of your practices that you could share with us?
Well, like I said, I found some coveted antibacterial wipes. So I just take a little baggie of those with me. And I, in the airport waiting room, I know I got hospital in the brain. I wipe down my my seat and the armrest, and then in the plane, wipe down my tray front and back, and then the seat front and back, and also my phone, because of course I have a habit of setting it down on things. I wipe my phone down. And Friday, on my last flight home, everybody around me was doing the same thing. And of course, it's funny, everybody also said, you know what, I'm not normally this you know, just anal about stuff. But, and I said, I know, in an abundance of caution, yes, I know, I understand. So
yes.
I did notice that everybody was kind of doing the same thing, which is heartening that everybody was engaging in the same practice.
That's right. And I think that's a good point.
yes.
Everybody, just be clean, share the soap, share the toilet paper, because we don't want to have another problem. So everyone needs toilet paper and everybody needs soap. So we need to try not to hoard that at the store. Jennifer, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that you still have clients there in your local area. And if you guys want to reach Jennifer McCray and speak to her one-on-one, you're making yourself available for Skypes and video chats for clients. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because I can do that from home or on the road.
Okay. Why don't you give everyone your phone number, email, and where they can find you and book an appointment if they have questions or they want to hire you to help reset their life.
All right. My phone number is 605-376-1656. And my email address is ctralaltjen@gmail.com.
Well, I appreciate you being a you know, a supporter of the startup, and thank you so much for your continued the good work that you do in helping people. And stay safe. Definitely, we need you healthy so you can continue to help others. And you guys link up with Jennifer McCray. She's going to be moving a lot more on social media. She's active on Facebook. You can message her there. You can reach out to her on all the information that she just provided. And we look forward to speaking with you again, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it and look forward to speaking with everybody more, hopefully after the crisis is over. But if
Hello?
It continues, I guess we'll have more.
All right. Thank you so much. So you guys, that, again, that was Jennifer. In a moment, I'm going to have Nadira come on. But, you know, just to recap some of the stuff that Jennifer said, you know, practical solutions and just staying cool and calm and, you know, taking care of yourself from the inside, wiping down the surfaces and, you know, not panic buying, I think is something we definitely want to do. And, you know, if you're working from home, watch that online platform. What are you waiting on? If you sell tangible goods, if you have jewelry or soaps or items that you want to get out to the world, sign up on Etsy.com. It costs hardly anything to have your own marketplace. So these are the times that you can harness your efforts online and launch that podcast, you know, write that book, get that blog out, write that newsletter, and really harness other talents. But right now, I'm switching gears to something a little more fun and lighthearted. We have Nadira Welch on the phone. Nadira, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Monique?
It's beautiful here in Laguna. I have no complaints. And you're up in Oregon. Tell everybody where you are.
Oh, I am in beautiful, beautiful, sunny Oregon here out at the Oregon coast. I'm at a park here in Neskowin, relaxing, enjoying the sunshine. And
I love it.
Yeah, things are wonderful out here. So, yeah.
Well, so give the listeners a little bit of, this is a treat, you guys. This is a fun part of the bit about the show that we wanted to do. Yes, it's about business, but we also wanted to put some energetic fun out there for you guys, kind of lighten the mood for everybody. Nidera Welch is a reader. She reads energy and she gives business forecasts and she creates a good energy space. But I'll let you tell the listeners who you are exactly, Nidera.
Oh, yes. So I'm Nidera Welch, and I created Nidera's Healing Arts in 2010. And it was originally for designing jewelry, and I got more and more into crystal healing and working with stones and giving tarot readings, and worked at a jewelry store this past 5 years that also sold crystals and gemstones, and gave readings there as well. And my business has just grown into a fun, creative space for me to sell my art, limited essential oils, and different things. And it's just been a nice way to help other people and share, you know, just positive energy. So.
Well, and I love that you say it that way. You know, I met Nidera about 2 years ago, about a year and a half. I was out with a friend having a drink in Oregon and exploring that part of Oregon I had never been to. And she was just this ray of light. We clicked immediately. The energy was great. And so now I've seen you kind of grow your brand. You do financial business forecasts. Is that right?
Yes, I do. A lot of people get readings for all sorts of things. And, you know, a lot of people often think it's love related or relationship related, but I do a lot of readings for business stuff. So
All right.
Lot of people do, there is a market for that. People are very interested in seeing, you know, what's going to happen with their company or their small business, you know, just want to know like what's the, you know, right avenue for them. So, yeah.
Well, this is good. Well, I'm treating my listeners today. We're giving you a gift of Nidera. We're going to do a reading for all of us startup business owners and business owners. In a week where things have just completely gone a different direction, I think we need something positive. And I want to put out a disclaimer that this is not by any means linked up to any religion or cult or negative energy or anything like that. This is all about fun.
Good vibes.
Good vibes, entertainment. Yeah, and more importantly, entertainment, right? So,
yes.
Nidera, I guess you're going to do a shuffle for us. So go ahead and shuffle and talk us through it. Talk us through what you're doing.
All right. So I am shuffling my cards, and I'm just asking for just kind of energies, things that we should focus on, good positive things that we should all be focusing on, kind of help us get, you know, like you said, we've had an intense week, so kind of get us, you know, some, you know, kind of where things are going and what we should all be kind of more focusing on right now. So, So I'm going to do one more good shuffle here and pull us three cards.
Okay.
All right. Our first card is the Queen of Swords. So this queen, this has to do with taking care of business, with being rational, not coming from an emotional standpoint, but being rational, logical, which I think that really kind of flows with how things have been. You know, it's been intense for people. People have been stressed out. So it's important to like stay calm, stay rational while we're dealing with just so much intense, you know, just major change and intense things that are happening. And we have another queen, the Queen of Pentacles, which is about money.
So this is
very positive. These are both very positive cards. The Queen of Pentacles has to do with nurturing and caring for our projects and for the things that we want to create. So this is really putting in, you know, kind of envisioning what we want to create right now, nurturing and caring for the things that, not only the things, but the people that we love too. So this is like creating, you know, a safe space for us to be at home or, you know, in our places of work or just like kind of where we're at, you know, just really nurturing others and nurturing ourselves. So like self-care, that kind of thing is really important right now too. And then Oh, and then our last card is the Six of Swords, and this is moving forward. The swords in tarot are have a lot to do with emotion, or not emotion, to do with the mind and not so much emotion. So this is moving forward from, you know, kind of past things that have been upsetting, taking a new perspective on things. So it's really important right now for all of us to, you know, just keep moving forward and staying positive and staying, I think, rational and in charge of you know, ourselves and like taking charge, I guess that would be a better word for it, taking charge of ourselves and where we're at, you know, and just making positive changes.
I like that. That makes sense, because the taking charge part is, this is the time where you have to be the boss. Some of us are really can only work for ourselves because we have that boss energy, right? That's why we are entrepreneurs. That's why we start businesses. So this time it goes great with my point earlier. Take those projects that you've been putting on the side that are other income streams online and harness them. So take charge would be to take charge and create those other income streams. Do you find that these cards are 80% accurate, 10% accurate? What do you find when you're reading your clients?
You know, they're, I want to say like 80 to 95% accurate. You know, I think it depends on the situation and, you know, what questions are being asked. I also am a firm believer, though, that we all create our own destiny at the end of the day. You know, tarot and any guidance cards, oracle cards, you know, they are tools. You know, they're tools for us to, you know, to help us to, you know, help us to explore different parts of ourselves or to delve deeper into situations that we're, you know, trying to find guidance for. So when they're used in that way, you know, it's more, you're using them as stepping stones to kind of guide you on your path. So I do always feel at the end of the day, you know, if you're not liking how things are, you know, just even just in our lives, if we're not liking how things are, we always have the power to change it or to take steps to make changes, you know, and to empower ourselves. So
I love that. Yeah. All right. Are we going to do a specific business money question or card, or what do you suggest we do for those people, you know, that are looking to invest or looking to, you know, maybe change some things? We saw that Wall Street took a tank, right? And I know that, you know, that's a gamble anyway, but it really took a tank. So maybe I could ask the cards a couple of specific questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So you're going to pull. Do I ask before you pull, or are you going to pull and then I ask?
I am going to have you ask and then I'll pull. Let's do that.
Okay. All right, listeners, I'm going to ask that question that a lot of you business owners are concerned about. What is going on with my 401k? What is going on with my investments? What should I invest in now? Because the buying trends have shifted. And so that's what we're going to ask. What direction should our listeners go in the market? How's it going to look in the next 6 months? That's what we want to know, right, guys? Yeah, that's what we want to know.
All right.
And by the way, while she's shuffling, you can find Nadira Welch on Instagram at Nadira Healing Arts, Nadira Welch, Nadira Welch. And that's on Instagram. Where else can they find you, Nadira?
On Facebook, you can find me at Nadira Welch. On Instagram, you can find me at Nadira Lynn. Nadira Lynn. And also through my email, nadiralynn@gmail.com.
Beautiful. All right. So what do you have for us there for the stock question?
The first one that came up is the Hierophant or the High Priest. And this card has a lot to do with structures, playing it safe. And I think with the market being as erratic as it has been, this isn't a card for, like, you know, taking big risk. It's for playing it safe with, whatever you put your money into right now. It should be practical things. It should be things that, are tried and true. This is more for, it has to do with like companies that you know are, that, you know, have kind of stood the test of time, and products that have stood the test of time, or putting money into ideas, or, you know, putting money into to thoughts and ideas that you just kind of know are going to be something that's going to be good for everybody, you know, that's useful, that's practical. It's ruled by the sun sign Taurus. Taurus is the bull. It's an earth sign. So it's all about money, practicality, and being down to earth and being grounded.
Aren't you a Taurus, by the way? So that works out.
Yes.
When's your birthday? It's in April. It's coming up.
It's April. Yep. And it's Taurus's time period is April 21st to May 21st is the time of Taurus. So when the sun is in Taurus. So yeah, it is so I would say with making, you know, this isn't the time to jump around and do, you know, crazy stuff with any kind of market, and with financial things. This is more, you know, just playing it safe for sure. And just being practical and being grounded. And I think, you know, everybody has been, you know, it's just been such a roller coaster ride that right now I think everybody needs that kind of steady energy, you know, not only in business, but just, I think in general, you know, so.
Beautiful. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to just, you know, give us a little fun, give us a little reading. Again, go ahead and give everybody your handles and phone number and email and where they can find you one more time.
Yes, thank you. So my business is Nadira's Healing Arts. My email is Nadira Lynn, NadiraLynn @gmail.com. You're welcome to call me at 503-812-7376. On Facebook, Nadira Welch, and on Instagram, at Nadira Lynn. All my readings this month are $45. I have a special going on. And thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love that.
It was really
fun.
Oh,
you're welcome.
So, thank you.
Thank you so much. And we're going to be seeing Nadira in studio real soon when this health scare is under control. She'll be coming down to LA to do some of our events. So thank you again for calling, Nadira, and you have a beautiful rest of your weekend. Listeners, I want to tell you about our schedule as far as the events. Okay. The Startup with Monique LeRae, the Entrepreneur Lab, that was going to be April 25th is definitely going to be rescheduled, although we're less than 250 attendees to be expected. It is going to be in Santa Monica. I think just given the tone and everything that's happening, we're going to push it down into the summer, later on in the summer, and that'll just give us a chance to hit the reset button mentally and physically and emotionally and all of those things, and be there and be present and be willing to network and feeling okay to shake hands. So I want that energy to be there. So please hang tight with that. You'll see an update on that, but we're definitely changing that date. We have some other things that were coming up that are still on. And these are the things that are still on. The Women in Television event for the veterans, that's May 3rd in Beverly Hills. That's a private event. It's under 250 people. It's a private event. It's star-studded. And this is one of those events that if you're in good health, we'll be checking people. It's going to be monitored. I'm guessing there'll be temperature readings and people will be monitoring their interactions. And we're going to keep it, you know, as controlled and as safe as we can. But this is one of those events that you definitely want to be at if you can make it. It's giving back to those service women who have been on the front lines when things have gone out, you know, as outbreaks and wars and things that have happened. They've been there for us. So this is a beautiful evening to give back to them. And it's a star-studded roster. I can't reveal who's all going to be there yet, but there's a lot of really great stars that are going to be in the house. And we've got, you know, some brands and swag that we're doing for this event. If you're interested in placing your brand at this event in the swag bag, hit me up on my email and let's talk. It's the Startup with Monique LeRae @gmail.com, or you can send me an email at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. You can DM me on Instagram Instagram, Monique Lorray Stinson. That's MoniqueLoreStinson. And I will get back to you right away. And yeah, thank you guys. If you're not following me already, please follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all the platforms. I'm not on Snap anymore. I don't do Snap. I am on TikTok. My wine brand is on TikTok, and it's The Wine Caterers, and we're on TikTok now. So yay. I don't tick and talk that often, but I'm going to start. It's kind of fun. It's kind of a fun little universe there. I want to give a shout out to the sponsors. My sponsors is just this strong tribe of entrepreneurs that are sticking with the Startup with Monique Lorray. And we really love you for it. Michael Solberg Family Wines. You know, Leah Solberg is like a sister to me. She's family. She's amazing. She's making really sexy wines at a very good price. And it pairs well with your wine glass. You don't need much to enjoy Michael Solberg Family Wines. Her father started it, and she's now carrying on second generation of that brand. And you can find them at michaelsolbergwines.com. Excuse me, michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. Solberg is spelled S-U-L-L-B-E-R-G. And you can find Solberg on TikTok. Michael Solberg is on Facebook. They're on Instagram, and you can find them there. Message Leah directly and tell her you heard about her from me, and she'll be really excited, and she'll send out the link. They're shipping wine still. That business is still going. So you need a glass of wine to calm from all of this. She's your girl. Regan First is, I'm really excited to tell you guys about my other sponsor. They are going to be in studio soon. Regan First Medical is doing some really cool things with skincare and with sexual health and medicine. Regan First Medical in Newport Beach is offering a variety of anti-aging solutions. My listeners will receive a free confidential consultation with Dr. Charlena Bogard. So she is the leading expert in lifestyle medicine and sexual dysfunction and treats both men and women. She uses the most advanced, safe, and reliable regenerative medicine solutions available. Call to schedule right away. She's very excited to hear from you. Tell them that Monique from LA Talk sent you. Their number is 949-339-3043, or you can visit regan.com. That's R-E-G-E-N.com. I'm excited to see what you guys do next over there at Regan. They've got vampire facials and O shots for your orgasm enhancement. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on there. You heard from Jennifer McCray earlier, our certified nurse. You can reach her at 605-376-1656. And if you need to FaceTime with the nurse and you can't leave your home or you need a consultation, she's the person to call, and she travels all over. Nadira just gave us a financial forecast. Super excited to hear from her. And if you need something, you know, you want to get clarity on something, she's a great spirit up there in Oregon, and she's happy to help. Her number is 503-812-7376. Let's give a shout out to our girl, Lady Ray J in Missouri. She is, I think she's broadcasting us there right now on Toco Love Radio. Thank you so much, Lady Ray J, for the love. Again, you guys, you know, we've got some good things cooking here on the Startup. I have a new platform I'm going to be rolling out. Use this time wisely, you know. Find that inner strength that you have, that boss energy that even had you starting a business in the first place. And really just dust, you know, put the dust off that old project and get to work. Find that new income stream in this time of you know, de-escalating interactions and you know, quarantining yourselves and being at home more. Really just carpe diem and enjoy your life. Try not to panic. Try to be sensible about your decisions. Think of the next person. Leave a little soap and toilet paper on the shelves. But, you know, come up with something revolutionary in this time. I know you can do it. Stay positive. And I'm excited to speak with you guys next week. We'll probably be back in studio. It all depends on my guests. But I will be with you every week, whether it's just by phone or in studio. And, you know, I always ask you this, but what will you start up today? I'm Monique Lorray, and I'll be talking to you guys next Sunday. Have a beautiful day.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Lorray, only on LA Talk Radio.